This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, here we are, hour number three of our morning get-together, known as the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Fox News reporting about Governor DeSantis really working hard to eliminate property taxes for us who own property here in the state of Florida.
Nice.
And this is a piece from Kristen Altus, Fox Business. On the surface, not paying property taxes may sound nice. However, real estate experts in Florida seem to be at odds over the issue. Governor DeSantis recently doubled down on completely eliminating property taxes, a move that would crown Florida as the only U.S. region with no state income or property tax and live up to its free state moniker. We'd have to have open carry and other things.
Well, but yeah, detailed. So.
While many may view lower taxes as an attractive play, there could be unintended consequences.
Why?
I don't see how this could possibly hurt anybody that's going to vote to pass it. But again, it's going to come down to exactly what gets affected, because I know that the money does need to be replaced somehow, somewhere, by someone. That comes from continuing company of President Phil Gutman, as told to Fox News Digital. He said, "I'm a native Floridian, and I believe that we've created an environment which is among the best in the entire country as far as the balance of business-friendly and lifestyle, and it's imperative that we maintain that advantage that we have." Again, that was this came from the president and CEO of Sotheby's, Premier Sotheby's International Realty, Budge Husky. But at the same time, it has to be responsible. It has to be based on real numbers. Lawmakers are reportedly evaluating a number of changes to the state's housing structure, including a $500,000 homestead exemption, and that would be a maximum $1 million for seniors, capping property tax assessment increases at 15%, and eliminating property taxes altogether. So, they're still looking at all these different variations. And property taxes effectively require homeowners to pay rent to the government, is what DeSantis said in the original press release, and it is true. I mean, property ownership was really a big deal at the founding of our nation. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of property was actually considered as being sort of our mission statement because it was so different than, say, well, for instance, the Europeans. I mean, you were born into, you know, the caste system that you were going to live within.
And you were stuck with it, pretty
much. And yeah, and if, you know, daddy was a sharecropper working someone else's land, that was going to be your future. There was no rising above it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that made America so great and the land of opportunity. So it really does, like, you never really own your home. People burn their mortgages and have big celebrations when they pay that off. And, that of course, that is a great milestone.
Sure.
But they're still paying and paying and paying. And if they don't, somebody else could own that property over a period of time.
Well, as we've talked, I guess we think about it more, you know, as you get to a certain age, you do think about it more. Even if you did have it paid off, you're right, in your retirement years, which I won't, but if you would, that's going to save a lot of money. And especially, again, if you have, at that point, maybe a more limited income with retirement and you're, again, even if it's paid off, you've still got that burden that's there. I get that. That's a little frustrating.
Well, and for most retired people, they're on a fixed income. They're not going to get a raise per
right.
se, anything,
yep.
not anything substantial.
Mm-hmm.
And but property taxes can continue to go up, and they do.
Yeah.
So
I mean, if you're talking even, you know, again, in this area, several thousand dollars a year. I mean, you do the math on that. It's a few hundred bucks a month that you wouldn't have to try to earn or not spend someplace else.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the governor's working on this.
Yeah.
Constitutional protections for Florida homeowners require approval of the voters in 2026. In the meantime, Floridians need relief. This is the governor. I am today proposing a plan that will result on an average of $1,000 rebate checks for each homestead as a discount on their property taxes. If the legislature acts on this plan now, we can get it done this year.
That would be a start. I'd love a happy grand in my pocket or
now,
to pay for something.
Yeah, DeSantis' office pitched the proposal back in March and has since vetoed a study on property taxes that evaluates how local governments use tax revenues and what happens if they are reduced. Now, somebody that we've spoken to often is a Congressman Greg Stube.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he supports the veto on Mornings with Maria Tuesday. He was on her show, as it would reveal what we already know. In other words, you don't need to spend money. He said, it's been annoying me paying those property taxes since I bought a home. So for me, obviously, it sounded great, and it sounds great. I followed it closely. I know there's still a lot of detail left in what he's proposing. I have gotten calls, a lot of questions from clients, potential buyers. This is coming from Gutman. And he says, so for me, I very much welcome it. It's not going to be easy peasy either way.
Because it does have to come from somewhere.
Right.
I mean, so it's nice not having the state income tax and personal property tax that I paid, you know, back in Missouri years ago.
So you paid a personal property tax. How
yes.
is that assessed?
Anything with it. Well, basically anything that's got a title, trailer, motorcycle, cars, it's a percentage of value, and they reevaluate that every year. But it would always come due, like, was it December 31st or was it January 31st? I guess maybe January 31st. Right when you've got all your taxes of other things due
yeah.
and you're paying for
trying
Christmas.
Trying to pay for Christmas.
Then you've got this bill of maybe it was several hundred dollars on top of whatever else you've got just for owning those things that have a title or an axle or that sort of thing.
It's got an axle. They're going to tax you on it.
Oh, yeah.
But you already pay taxes when you bought it. You paid sales tax. And
That's a transaction tax, Bob. That's a different one.
But you also pay for a, let's say, a tag, a license plate, a registration. Isn't that also a fee that would be?
Oh, no, that's just operated on the road legally.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's, how many times can they stack on another tax? Oop, I shouldn't say that out loud.
Yeah, don't make it a challenge.
No, that was not a suggestion. No.
Hey, switching gears here. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter.
Uh-huh.
Is without a job and trying to sell her used clothing online more than a year after being arrested at an anti-Israel protest at Columbia University. This according to the New York Post. Unemployment got me, Omar's 22-year-old activist daughter, Irsa Hirsi, said in an Instagram story. I am now selling on Depop. Check out if you wish. She wrote to her 82,000 followers with a link to her page on the clothing resale app. Hirsi was looking to sell several skirts, a pair of Doc Marten boots, and a beloved multicolored striped cardigan. Wow. Hirsi was one of more than 100 anti-Israel protesters who were arrested in April by NYPD after establishing an encampment on Columbia University's campus. Hirsi, who described herself as hyper woke member of the Columbia University Apartheid Divest Group, QAD, was suspended from Barnard College after being arrested. The college president lifted the punishment less than a week later after Hirsi claims she was homeless and without food after being kicked out of school. She was homeless and without food. But her mom's a congresswoman.
Yeah. So whose problem is that? Yeah.
Hmm. And by the way, she did end up graduating from the school in May.
Okay.
And by the way, what do you think the tuition is for that school?
Hmm.
It's about $90,000 a year.
Wow.
But when she got kicked out,
suddenly
she was
homeless
and without food, starving.
It was the college,
in the street.
Was the college feeding her for her $90,000 or what? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a load of Omar.
Putting her education to good use too, selling used clothes on her website.
Yeah,
okay.
That's good.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Oh. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click on subscribe and never miss a minute of the show. It is 8:16. Happy Thursday. 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So you've heard of the National Education Association, right? The NEA. They're the nation's largest teachers union. Well, they just held their annual conference in Portland, Oregon, and it was closed door. Okay, if you're not a member of the union, okay. But information has gotten out. Yeah, they laid bare its transformation into a brazenly political organization. Far from prioritizing the education of America's children, the NEA's agenda apparently was a parade of partisan resolutions, misspelled attacks on political opponents, and a clear alignment with the far left wing of the Democratic Party. This at a time when the public schools, in many ways, are fighting for their very lives as people are looking for alternatives. And through voucher programs and stuff like that, they're finding them. And many of these schools are now depleted of their financial resources. So they're not on great ground right now, many of them, at least in the state of Florida. Now, of course, this is a national organization. But they're not coming together to try to work and say, you know, how can we do it better? How can we better educate and prepare our children for the world today? That they didn't meet about that. They didn't talk about that. It was all political and all basically a lot of anti-Trump stuff, which, listen to this. One business item called for the NEA to, quote, defend against Trump's embrace of fascism by using the term fascism in NEA materials to correctly characterize Donald Trump's program and actions. Yes, the union that claims to represent educators, listen to this, okay, couldn't even spell fascism correctly. Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
They couldn't spell it correct. Can you imagine that?
Oh, how embarrassing.
The irony.
That is sad.
Another resolution labeled any move to eliminate the U.S. Department of Education as an illegal, anti-democratic, and racist attempt to destroy public education and privatize it in the interest of the billionaires. Calling the abolition of a federal bureaucracy racist, of course, is absurd, especially when the Department of Education's track record has failed low-income minority students for decades. If anything, the department's one-size-fits-all approach has entrenched disparities, trapping kids in failing schools based on their zip codes. And it goes on from there. Yeah. The last thing that they wanted to talk about was how to better educate the kids. No, that wasn't part of the agenda at all. And then there's Biden's former doctor, Dr. Kevin O'Connor. So he's got a face-off against some questions as part of a House Republican investigation into Biden's health in office. Try to get to the heart of the matter. Like, you know, when did people start to recognize that his health, you know, his mental acuity and all that was failing? Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get any kind of straight answers, apparently. And Dr. Kevin O'Connor, his doctor. Now, he invoked doctor-patient privilege.
Okay.
But then he also claimed, you know, and took the fifth during this closed-door interview with the House Oversight Committee. What would he be, what questions would he be afraid to answer?
Well, probably there could be a good laundry list, but I'll bet just that whole, like you said, the mental acuity, was he even in a position to have that job? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, who would really know the behavior of the president more than his own, you know, it's his personal physician. Republicans on the Oversight Committee subpoenaed O'Connor last month, part of their sweeping investigation into Biden's health and mental fitness as president. They claim some policies carried out during Biden's term through the use of the White House auto pen may be illegitimate if it's proven the Democrat was mentally incapacitated for some of his term. That's going to be a tough one to try to prove.
Yeah.
I know that you'll crack that nut. I mean, all you have to do is see him, well, for instance, on the debate against Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was so bad, you cannot say that that person could, you know, faithfully uphold the duties of the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States. I mean, that was painfully obvious. But again, you know, who's going to be the arbiter of that? Who's going to say, oh, yeah, clearly he was mentally incapacitated, and therefore the auto pen thing, you know, that they're not going to be legitimate. Biden has strongly denied that he was not in a right state of mind at any point while in office, calling the claims ridiculous and false. Look, people that have this diminishing capacity, they're the last ones to admit it. They're the ones that when you talk to them about their issues, say it's a loved one, a family member, you talk to them about their issues, the one thing that they're very consistent on is their denial that there's an issue.
Right.
It's very, it's kind of, there's a, that's part of the strangeness of the whole thing. They're like, what are you talking about? Because part of it is they don't remember. You know? Yeah. Hey, you have a diagnosis here. Don't you remember we met with the doctor? What? Mm-hmm. No. Why do you guys keep pestering me? Right? It's sad.
It is.
David Shurtler, one of O'Connor's lawyers, said the doctor had no choice but to invoke his Fifth Amendment rights in testimony. He cited both O'Connor's responsibilities to protect patient privacy as a doctor and the Justice Department's ongoing investigation into Biden's use of the auto pen. It is interesting. You do have a doctor-patient kind of relationship there.
And we get that, but...
Representative James Comer of Kentucky, oversight chair, said O'Connor's refusal to testify made it clear there was a conspiracy. This is going to be a tough one. It just is, yeah, by its very nature. I mean, I think most thinking people realize, yeah, of course. He was, on a regular basis, he was going downhill. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got a lot more to talk about coming up, including Captain Chris Sims from Alachua County Sheriff's Office is going to stop on by around 9:05, and we'll find out the latest in our community in terms of law enforcement, what is going on. 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. The Bob Rose Show continues. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday, my friends. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, always available to you, free of charge, and available all the time, 24 hours a day. Download it wherever you normally download your podcast. It's easy. And then you'll never miss a minute of the show. Like, we've got a great guest coming up, Captain Chris Sims from Alachua County Sheriff's Office. What's going on? We're hearing that people are not locking up their vehicles, guns are getting stolen, and then they're used in commission of crimes. That'll be one of the things we'll we'll ask him about. And one of the things that we can all do our part on, hopefully. So we'll get to that. But if you miss it, you've got the podcast, right? The Trump administration will not enforce any Biden-era diversity, equity, and inclusion or Green New Scam requirements on the Department of Transportation or grant recipients. So says Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy after blasting the previous administration last month for leaving a massive backlog of DEI-filled grant projects for his agency to take care of. Duffy said this week, it's a new day in America where common sense is in the driver's seat. Thank you. Our roads, rails, skies, and waters will be safer for it. The public wants to see their hard-earned dollars going towards safety and efficiency standards, not woke DEI or American energy-killing ideas. Citing several of President Trump's executive orders in a letter to all recipients of DOT funding, Duffy said those actions direct federal agencies to identify and eliminate any policies or funding agreements related in any way to climate change, greenhouse gas, emissions, racial equity, gender identity, diversity, equity and inclusion goals, environmental justice, and former President Joe Biden's Justice 40 initiative. All right. Now, while DOT pushed for such policies between noon on January 20th, 2021 and noon on January 20th, 2025, the secretary clarified that his department will no longer enforce those policies or any other requirements incorporated into its federal financial assistance agreements that are inconsistent with the policy objectives of this administration and current DOT leadership. All right. Duffy also previously was criticized in the media for allegedly delaying DOT projects, though Biden and former DOT Secretary Pete Buttigieg left an unprecedented 3,200 grants behind for him to deal with. Yeah, my understanding is that the Biden administration did that in a lot of different areas. They piled on wherever they could. Last-minute expenditures of huge proportions.
Oh, yeah.
He did all of that. Really, with a sense of nastiness, frankly.
Sure, it was intentional.
Despite the staggering number of grants to sift through, the department had already cleared over 1,000 grants worth roughly $10 billion since the Trump administration took over in January. So it sounds like they're under good, strong leadership with Secretary Sean Duffy at the helm and eliminating all the, forget all the garbage. We're here for safety, building roads, doing it right. Exactly the way it should be, right?
What a concept.
Yeah.
You and your crazy talk.
Senator James Lankford, Republican out of Oklahoma, hired an anti-Donald Trump, pro-illegal immigration, pro-COVID vaccine mandate, climate change alarmist.
Wait, which party do you say he's in?
Senator James Lankford, Republican from Oklahoma.
A Republican?
Yes.
And then you give that laundry list of all the just...
And I wasn't done.
No.
Yeah. Climate change alarmist.
Yeah.
Anti-Second Amendment.
Oh.
And critical race theory apologist, CRT.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Hired him to serve as his top staffer on a team that's supposedly fighting for conservative values. How does that make any sense?
It's like, did he not know and he's just stupid? Or he's just not really a conservative Republican?
It certainly raises...
They're not mutually exclusive. I mean, it can be both.
It raises questions.
Wow.
Matthew Arbo, a self-described academic and ethicist turned leadership and culture consultant, began working for Lankford in July as a senior advisor, with one of his priority roles being leading the Values Action Team, the VAT, a coalition of proclaimed conservative members of Congress whose staffs meet weekly with outside groups to advocate for a conservative agenda. What?
But he's anti-everything we stand for, it sounds like.
Yeah. And one of his roles is actually meeting with other staffers in Congress.
I hope he's not an influence.
He actually serves as the VAT Senate co-chair. Well, Lankford does.
Right.
So he's in a powerful position.
Oh, my goodness.
Arbo, this guy he hired, who served as an associate professor at Oklahoma Baptist University, appears to have developed a reputation for using his Christian faith to argue for liberal policies.
Oh, my
So
goodness.
He's sneaking in under that kind of tent.
Wow.
Matthew Arbo has a long track record of advocating for very liberal positions in the Southern Baptist Convention, posted William Wolf, Executive Director, Center for Baptist Leadership. Not only does he scoff at legitimate concerns with CRT, he argued against religious exemptions for the COVID vax, hardly a Christian values-aligned position to take. An unearthed Arbo tweet from September of 2020, which he said, quote, "The white-knuckle paranoia about CRT is kind of comical at this point." That unleashed a flurry of conservative commentary against Lankford's hiring of Arbo. Past Arbo statements and posts advocating liberal positions and even accusing Trump of embarrassing the office soon emerged as well. Breitbart News asked a spokesman for Lankford if the senator was aware before hiring him of Arbo's animosity for Trump and history of promoting liberal positions, as well as if Lankford believed Arbo can accurately represent him on the Values Action team, a group supposedly promoting conservative values. Lankford's office did not answer Breitbart News' question or make the senator available for an interview, instead emailing a handful of tweets, all from academics, congratulating Arbo on his hiring.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how they answer back?
Wow. Wow.
These are probably people who share his liberal agenda, mm-hmm. saying, oh, good job, glad you got hired, congratulations on the new job.
Sure.
That is not Senator Lankford of Oklahoma addressing the issue. Why wouldn't you address that issue? I'd get out in front of it immediately, and I'd say, I'd been working with him for a while. I've got my hands full. We've been very busy. You know, he had the big, beautiful bill, all that. And I just didn't get an opportunity to address this fully. And I'm letting you know right now that, you know, we're letting him go. And, although maybe, you know, he could say some nice things about him, you know, he's a hard worker or whatever, he could say, but yeah, you really got to share the values if you're going to represent me.
Absolutely.
In this particular group, or really me in any group. It's hard to understand. The question was asked, does Senator Lankford make it a habit of hiring staff who voted against President Trump's reelection, or is Matthew Arbo just an outlier? That's an interesting question from Tom Jones, president of the American Accountability Foundation. He said, how many of Lankford's staffers go out of their way to argue against religious exemptions for the COVID vaccine, that regularly bash President Trump and openly mock those who see DEI for what it is, a device of evil? It begs the question whether Lankford's office is quietly staffed by people who are fundamentally opposed to the voters who elected him. Arbo wrote in December of 2019 for Religious News Services about Trump's insidious, even vile tweets, writing, it is why, in my case, I blocked the president's account altogether. I didn't wish to experience a United States president embarrassing the office on a near daily basis. And you're going to hire him during a Trump administration? Or really any time. It just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
He then suggested that we phrase the question about the president's morality differently by asking if the president has conducted himself virtuously and not simply whether certain of his policy achievements have merit. The guy's an anti-Trumper, very clearly, and very left of center in his agenda and beliefs for the most part. Yeah. Lankford needs to really be ostracized, called out for this, and not just because of what he has done hiring this guy, but it's a clarion call to all the other people in power in Congress that you should scrutinize your staffers. At least Congresswoman Kat Kamick came on the show, said she's working on a resolution where at least they have to all undergo background checks, which you thought was a no-brainer and done already, but it hasn't been.
Yeah. We'll just send Rick Scott after this guy.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Plenty to talk about. Special guest 9:05, Captain Chris Sims of ACSO, and a whole lot more. It's all coming your way on this Thursday edition 97.3 The Sky. It's Thursday. Pump it up. Yeah. It's a great day to be alive. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for bringing the show along with you. Don't forget, you can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast if you ever do miss any of the show. That need not happen ever again. It is free of charge, of course. Download it where you download any other podcast you might be into, Spotify or Apple or the Odyssey app. Just click on subscribe and you will never miss a minute of this fine radio program. We don't want you to miss it. And it's laid out in a just a perfect way, better than any other podcast, in my opinion. Blackish star Anthony Anderson was a guest host for vacationing ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel. Now, let's cut quickly to basically what he said. He used his opening monologue to smear President Donald Trump as a Nazi and a racist. Okay, we've heard this before. We're going to continue to hear it. We know it is absolutely a lie, a false narrative, and I like it. I like it because those who speak in that kind of language, calling him a Nazi and a racist, I know exactly where they're coming from right away. And that's good. And we need that. There's a sadness to it, but that's a whole other story about their derangement. But I do have to say, he was at least somewhat entertaining in his bashing and lying about the president, referring to him as a Nazi and a racist. Because this would have been a funny bit if it didn't involve the president of the United States and a lie that's being told about him. He said Trump's media company has just made their streaming platform, Truth Plus, available worldwide. They also announced that Truth Plus will be the first streaming network to call BET Plus the N-word. That was his first one.
Okay.
That fell short.
Yeah.
But then he goes on, I looked it up, and they do have some great shows on Truth Plus, like The Amazing Racist, Friday Night Whites.
Oh, my.
Third Reich from the Sun.
Oh, my God.
Illegal Alien versus Predator. The Search for OJ's Gold. Dog the Bounty Hunter's Roadkill Kitchen.
Okay.
RuPaul's Normal Guys Dressed in Khakis Race.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb Blank Dynasty and Whitish.
Okay.
So
there's some semi-humor in there.
Third Reich from the Sun.
Yes.
That's kind of funny.
But then when you're trying to make it a serious thing and you're calling our president, who is loved by Jews in Israel, Hitler, there's a problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't fit in many ways. It doesn't fit, but that's not going to, that hasn't stopped them before telling lies. And I guess we've come to expect that from most of the late night stuff. Although Greg Gutfeld, apparently he is
he's still kicking butt.
He's whipping butt on these people, and they have a lot more outlets than he does. And by the way, a look at the list of guests for various late night TV comedy shows finds that 99% of them have been lefties.
Are we surprised?
Only one, apparently one.
It was an accident.
Was center right. Yeah.
Oh, man. They didn't realize who they booked at the time, obviously.
Yeah, look, they used a survey. It was compiled by Media Research Center. They followed all the guests on Jimmy Kimmel, Late Night with Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon's show, Stephen Colbert, and Comedy Central's The Daily Show. When it came to office holders, the record was straight down the hard left line with 30 elected Democrats as guests and not a single Republican politician invited to participate.
Wow.
Some of the far-left politicians includes Cory Booker, Tammy Duckworth, the senator from Illinois, who's, yes, very far leftist. Oh, and Texas Representative Jasmine Crockett. I'll give him a pass on Crockett. Crazy Crockett, because she is entertaining. I mean, crazy and not so bright or whatever her act is. But I could see the entertainment value there. They also looked at political ideals of the non-elected officials and found that out of 77 guests, only one could be considered conservative. Yep. There was the American Compass economist and commentator Orrin Cass, who was invited to Comedy Central's The Daily Show to talk about President Donald Trump's tariffs. And I don't know how he came out on those tariffs, if he was positive or negative about them. But the study found that members of the left-wing commentator class and liberal journalists were also popular guests on these late-night shows. Nine of the guests were MSNBC hosts. Eight were CNN hosts. Six worked for CNN, with radical leftist Chris Hayes of MSNBC appearing three times as a guest. Wow.
Hmm.
So, no agenda there.
Yeah,
99% of the late-night guests are left of center.
Come on, at least be close. You know, just a little. Show a little bit of balance. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't think you can have somebody who's compelling, who would have some level of, you know, being entertaining, even if you disagree with them politically. That kind of shows sort of the sloppiness, weakness, I think, maybe, of these shows and the hosts. And you know what? Look at the ratings. And maybe that's one of the reasons why you're getting beat.
Yeah.
By Gutfeld. It's got to feel like, when they see the ratings, like a punch in the gut from Gutfeld.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
I mean,
speaking of lefty.
Really? Smells like mothballs. Where'd they roll her out from?
Does anybody care what she's up to, really?
You never hear anything about her till she has to come out with some outrageous, silly, lefty kind of thing. The horror of these killer tornadoes and flash floods killing Americans should redouble our efforts to slow climate change and increase the National Weather Service enhanced warning systems. Instead, this administration is heading us in the opposite direction. Once again, all of those things have been addressed, and there's plenty of staffing and early warning, etc.
Yeah.
Just a terrible tragedy. 9 o'clock stretch. Coming up next, special guest Captain Chris Sims from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Stand by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.